I'm dealing on the phone.
It's time for Vikings News on the Power Trip, presented by
Radco. Yeah, Radco, you know. Accessory Pro Store.
Hey, look, I still think it's a crazy stat, and I did not fact check it, but I read it on ESPN. The fact that the Lions have scored in 15 straight quarters, by the way, touchdowns in 15 straight quarters,
wow.
That, of course, dates back to last year, but still, that's insane.
Yeah,
that's good news. They're that hot all of a sudden.
For TJ Hawkinson.
What's the total in this game right now?
It is 51.5.
Is it the highest of the week?
I didn't look.
That's going over.
I wonder what the Bills Dolphins over under is.
Yeah, but the Bills have a great defense.
Is good.
Yeah.
Oh. But both teams can put up a lot of points. I'm not sure. Even so, 51.5. The Lions have scored touchdowns in 15 straight quarters, and again, they scored 35 points in both of their games. That's the first time they've done that since 1970. Paul, your hands up.
It's tied, according to ESPN, it's tied with the Bills and Dolphins at 52.5.
So it's gone up.
Yeah.
Andrew Booth Jr. and Harrison Smith didn't practice, and you mentioned a couple of these last segment sauce with the Lions, but Aiden Hutchinson didn't practice for the Lions. T.J. Hawkinson was limited with a hip injury.
What?
DeAndre Swift was limited with an ankle problem. Safety Tracy Walker had a non-injury related excuse to miss practice. So their list is longer.
Yeah.
I would argue, since we've seen, you know, nothing out of Andrew Booth yet, that the Harrison Smith thing is very interesting, right? The concussion that's kept him out a couple of days. If he can't play on Sunday, then it's a lot of Andrew Bynum. It's a lot of, did I just say Andrew Bynum? What's his name? Cam Bynum. Andrew Bynum was the basketball player, right? Cam Bynum and Lewis Seen and Josh Metellus.
Which we saw yesterday, I think it was the defensive coordinator said that he wasn't yet going to reveal who was going to start opposite of Cam Bynum, if it was going to be Josh Metellus or Lewis Seen. But you hope it's Lewis Seen. If it's not, then we start questioning that massive trade back. If the guy can't start over Josh Metellus,
that's when you'll start questioning it?
I mean,
will you start tweeting, we didn't need him for every guy who was picked before him at that point?
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, if he can't start over Josh Metellus, who was like a fifth round pick out of Michigan.
So Lewis Seen is a bust.
Two games in, yeah.
So you want to move on? Would you cut
not
him?
Not yet. I mean, you wanted to move on from Trey Waynes after one preseason game.
And he was right.
Mostly right.
Yeah.
I mean, he got a second contract.
He got pretty good for a second, then he got bad again.
Yeah. You wanted to move on from me the first time you met me.
And he was right.
Jeez.
Ooh, I don't know why.
Hey, you're going to get on my list.
You said very quietly,
you're
going to
get on my list.
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, you're mean.
My one ally in the world.
It's fun.
Yeah,
though,
I love you.
Isn't it fun to dump on him?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It's so tempting. I just look at his face and I just want to say something mean to him.
What are you kissing Kenny Chesney?
Oh.
Inside jokes.
The best.
Man.
Did Thielen not call in?
Thielen's calling in. 30 seconds.
Our Santa comment?
I had to send Zach to get Frank Vassalero because Frank walked up the stairs because he couldn't get the elevator to come at the 5. Oh. So he's in one of the stairwells.
He's going
to
be tired.
But then Zach told me, I can't do it. I got to record the Adam Thielen interview. So I had to send Mark Parrish to get Frank Vassalero.
So percent chance Mark knows where the stairwells are.
Good question.
And
no,
which one he's in.
Percent chance Parrish takes a nap.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, percent chance he gets to the break room, sees the leftover cupcakes, and forgets that he's supposed to get Frank Vassalero.
Or he just goes home.
He might.
Yeah.
On sip. Huh.
Is it over?
No. Thielen says he's on the on sip, but I don't see him. Oh, that's the Opal. Hold on.
Everything's falling apart.
It is. Let me see if he's on one of these. Adam. Hey, Adam, you there? Hi, Adam.
How funny would it be if it just started playing another morning show?
Might be an upgrade.
Oh.
Why do you say that?
I said might. Yeah, but I like our show. We got John Hamm on our show before Howard Stern got John Hamm on his.
Yeah, but Howard asked him about his giant.
Hello?
He did, yeah.
Yeah. We didn't.
Jeez.
He didn't answer it, though.
Is hockey wearing a Kirk Cousins jersey?
Adam Thielen?
Is he...
No.
He hasn't been able to find him either.
Yeah. Look, Zach's going to fix this, but he can't go get Frank Vassalero. Yeah, John Hamm's an American treasure. What a nice guy. Hotline's ringing. Maybe it's him on 7.
Hello. There.
Would you punch him up?
Maybe this is Adam.
Hey,
Adam.
Eddie.
There he is. Hey, guys.
Hey.
What up, dude? How are you?
Sorry, we have 74 different options.
I had to do it the old school way.
This works. This
I prefer this anyway. I feel like you know, we're doing it a real interview if you're on the phone. How are you, man?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Well, you know, we're still recovering from last week, and I'm sure you are as well. Are you sick of talking about it? Are you ready to move on, or you got anything to say about the Eagles game to us?
Yeah, a little sick of talking about it. Really sick of thinking about it. You know how that is. You know, you just kind of you get back late next day. You're thinking about it. You wait till film. You start talking about it, and then you're just kind of ready to move on. But I'm super excited about this week. It was great to get back on the field and just start practicing again. And that's usually what it takes. Just getting back on the field, moving again, and game planning for a new team. And this league, you know, these veterans in this locker room know how important it is to just flush it. Go back to work, because it's tough to win in this league, and you can't let any negativity sink in at all.
And hi, Adam. It's Meat Sauce. How are you?
Hey, Sauce.
Last year, you guys played an 0-10. I think they maybe had a tie, but you played a team that hadn't won a game yet in the Lions. This year, they're a way better team, and they've scored a ton of points. What's the difference between the team last year and the team this year?
Well, I think it's just another year under this system, under these coaches. You know, they have great leadership. They have really good coaches in that building that hold those guys accountable. You know, I think they have some great players. I mean, if you watch the defensive side of the ball, they are physical. They're all over receivers in the back end. They communicate super well. There's not dropped coverages, things like that. And then obviously their offense is putting up points. So we know this is a really good football team. And even last year, I remember going into that week, and it was kind of a trap game, because, you know, they didn't have a win. But I think they were very similar to us in the fact that they were losing games in the last seconds of games. They were losing in one-score football games. They just couldn't get over the top. So, again, we were playing a really good football team this week.
So, Adam, a lot of people, of course, comparing and contrasting the coaching differences between Mike Zimmer and Kevin O'Connell. But as Sauce just mentioned, everyone's loving on the Lions because of Hard Knocks and Dan Campbell the last year and change. Very different than Kevin O'Connell and Mike Zimmer. How about you personally? If you could kind of create a Frankenstein's monster coach that would make Adam Thielen the best, what kind of characteristics work the best for you?
Yeah, I think it's really hard to you know, make a perfect coach, but I'd say you know, a couple of things would be someone who's a player friendly coach, but isn't afraid to get on you when things aren't going well or you aren't doing things the right way. You know, I can really appreciate, you know, some of the things that, you know, Coach O'Connell does, with just the fact that, you know, he's gonna tell you when you're not doing things the right way. But if you are, you know, busting your tail and you're giving everything you got, and you know, it's not about results for him. You know, it's about the process. So he's very he's not going to change what he does because of a result. He's going to stick to the process, and I think that's a really good coaching characteristic. I think it's something that is really hard to do and easy to say, but if you can actually stick to the process and not change what you're doing just because of maybe a bad result, I think that's impressive.
Adam, good morning. It's Cousin Marnie. The Detroit Lions have given up 65 points in their first two games of the season. So, of course, those of us who watch the games as fans, and as we're looking ahead and we're thinking, ooh, here comes our offense. This is going to be a great week. You guys have to dissect it much differently and look at it much more objectively. When you look at the Lions and see, okay, their defense has given up 65 points, and you're part of the offense going against that defense, how do you guys internally look at the possibilities and the opportunity for this Sunday?
Yeah, you know, for me, you know, I'm not putting the game plan together. I'm really just focused on you know, the guys I'm going to be going against. You know, how do they play certain coverages? How are they going to play me if I'm pressed? Just really trying to be focused on how I can be better. And if a play is called, I got to do the best to get open and try to do the most I can if I get the ball in my hand. So I think for us as competitors, you know, as a fan, or maybe even looking, like you said, you start the week and you kind of look ahead to the game and you start thinking about those things. But I think it's important as us, as competitors, as athletes, to just really focus on us individually. What can we do to be prepared? and to give it our best effort on Sunday, and then let it play out. You know, every game's different. This league's crazy. One week a team could shut out a team, the next week they can give up 40 points. So it's just it's a week to week league, and you have to be prepared each week.
Adam, how about just take a step to last Monday night? How did you and Justin Jefferson recover after, you know, he had the huge week one? Week two didn't work out as planned, and it's something that, like, as you said when we started talking to you, was you want to move on quickly, but there's also, like, there's the competitiveness in you, and Monday didn't go the way your receiving core wanted it to go. How do you move on from that?
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, absolutely. As competitors, you know, it's frustrating. You look back to the game, and you know, that next day or maybe that night, you can't sleep. You're just sitting there laying in bed, and you're thinking about all these plays that could have gone differently, And as competitors, it's frustrating, but I think it's extremely important to use that frustration for a positive, to come back and just bust your butt and, you know, show up on Wednesday with a positive attitude, show up on Thursday with a positive attitude and just ready to roll. And I think that's something that this group does really well. We have great leadership throughout the locker room, throughout this building to say, We're not going to walk around this building with our heads down. We're not going to be negative in meetings. We're just going to be real. We're going to talk about the things that we could have done better, and then let's go fix them on the practice field. We have a great opportunity. We have 3 days to get on the field, to change some of those things, to work on things that we could get better at. And let's change the course. It's week three of the NFL football season. It's important to keep getting better. And to grow in as a team, understanding what this team does well, what our offense does well, and what it is going to take for this offense this year to win football games. And I think we're learning that as we go, and it's exciting to you know, see how we can show that on Sundays.
Adam Thielen, brought to you by the Thielen Foundation and ETS Performance. Before we let you go, I don't know if you know this or not, Adam, but we've been in the midst of an initials tournament, unlike anything since the NFL was invented. This has been really something. It's coming right down to it. We're in the second semifinal. We find out today who's going to the final round to one-on-one against the greatest of all time, A.J. Monster. Today's matchup, John Kreisel, Aaron Kleeman, Frank Vassalero, and Tennessee Brandon Molesky. Who you got?
I got Kreisel.
Whoa.
All right. Let's go.
Oh, wow. You're going with the chalk. Come on, Adam.
Yeah.
And this is the same tournament that Sauce got knocked out early, right?
Oh, yeah.
By Frank Vassalero. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. It was. It's not fun. I hope you get zero catches on Sunday.
Oh, come on. Frankie V, do you have anything you want to say to Adam Thielen while he's on the phone here?
Yeah, I respect you on the field, and you shouldn't pick initials winners, Adam, but good luck.
Love it. Adam, thank you, man. Good luck on Sunday, and we will see you in jolly old London town.
All right, I appreciate you guys. Take care.
Take care. Again, Adam Thielen, brought to you by Thielen Foundation and ETS Performance. And look at that, John.
We're basically neighbors.
Though.
Since the first time, I think you guys may have ran into each other at the State Fair, but since the Tarkington debacle, Frankie V, Meat Sauce, Frankie V.
Hi, Meat Sauce. I want to come in there while you're talking and say hi and give you a big hug, but you're on the mic.
I would like a big hug from you.
Aww. Really?
Yeah, I like you, man. You're a good person.
I like you, too.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't like the fact you're cheering for John, but I like
you. John's my guy. I was in John's wedding. You wouldn't let me anywhere near yours.
Yeah. Right. Well, that.
That's because you're bad luck for weddings.
I was probably
kissing death.
Genius.
This one's going well, at least.
We would like to marry you, but she's afraid she'd have to invite you to your wedding.
And so it begins.
Yeah, yep. Here we go.
How you feeling today, Frank? Huh? How you feeling?
I'd say strong to very strong.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Have you met Aaron Gleeman before?
I want to go say hello to Aaron. I haven't seen John in a long time.
Hello,
I saw
sir.
Marnie in there. I saw Parrish. He said hello. That was nice. So, yeah, it's good to see everybody. It's great to be here.
And you were stuck in the stairwell for a while?
I was, and then I got involved in the Chad Abbott conversation outside.
Oh, that'll last forever.
Yeah, that happened. But it was great. I'm so sorry about that. Great to see him.
Yeah. So, Frankie V, when Rosie all week has been saying you're one of the most competitive people he's ever known, do you take that as a compliment, or do you think Mark Rosen is saying that condescendingly?
You know, no. Yeah, who likes to lose, right? I mean, if you're going to play, do you try to win, right? I've just done a couple little, you know, kooky things that my wife, God bless her, since I work with her, loves to point out to people, you know, all the time. So, you know, you get a little.